So Mental Health Week was this year, October 7th to 14th. Mental Health Week was celebrated 50 years of promoting mental health awareness and helping reduce stigma in WA. Being mentally healthy is very important. It is about being able to function well, having meaningful connections, positive self-esteem, and being able to cope with change. It is an important part of overall health, and keeping our mind healthy is something we all should do on a daily basis. If you don't feel right, do something about it. Learn more, put strategies in place, or seek help. There is no single cause for mental health issues. A number of factors which result from interactions between the body, mind, and environment contribute to developing a condition. To achieve and maintain good mental health requires building protective factors, minimizing risk, and breaking down barriers to seeking help. Mental health is not as simple as being well or unwell. Over the lifespan of a person, they may move through different points between optimal mental health and well-being to being unwell and through to recovery. I have Jane Armstrong, a clinical nurse manager from Royal Perth Hospital, who has over 20 years experience in mental health nursing. Welcome, Jane.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are
That's
you?
That's great. I'm very well as well, actually, thankfully. So what can you tell us about Mental Health Week that happens once a year? What is your contribution to this, and what do you think is the outcome and achievement?
Mental Health Week is really predominantly about the education of Western Australian individuals about looking after their own mental health. Everybody has a different status for their mental health, and really what we need to continue to look at mental health as being no different to any type of issue, really. So we can go from an optimal mental health right down to suffering from some issues.
Absolutely. And it affects everybody. Nobody's really
absolutely
safe from this, I suppose.
Absolutely. And I think it's about learning how we can maintain our own mental health. And that's really from everything from recognising perhaps you're not travelling too well, and learning what the signs and symptoms are, and who to speak to and what to do about that. We know that one of the biggest things that can help our mental health is physical exercise.
So that's the main thing that people should keep doing, not just for, I suppose, for physical beauty or anything like that. They should be doing it anyway for
their mental health. Absolutely. One of the biggest things that helps things like depression and anxiety is regular physical exercise.
Do you think that message is out there enough? Where
I think it's getting there. I think it's a lot better than what it was. Mm-hmm. And I think there's becoming a greater understanding. However, there's still a stigma around mental illness, particularly for those people who have severe mental illnesses, mm-hmm. You know, things like schizophrenia.
Yeah. You've seen all levels of mental health, both from, I suppose, the highest extreme to
very, very unwell people to absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What kind of symptoms should people look out for, whether it's in themselves or in their family or friends?
I think the biggest thing is a change in personality, and that goes for any type of mental illness. Mm-hmm. When a change in personality becomes something that's affecting everyday life, mm-hmm. That's when you can start to think, okay, maybe there is something that's going on.
And how should somebody approach that then? If I've noticed a friend or somebody has, you know, their personality has changed somewhat. They used to be more so extrovert. Now they're a bit introverted.
Have the conversation and basically say, look, you know, this is what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. People aren't always going to be receptive.
Exactly. And I think that's why what would turn people off, having the conversation.
Absolutely. And it's hard. It's a hard conversation to have. Mm. It used to make me laugh. People used to stage interventions.
Yes.
Which to a certain degree there is that sort of thinking still around. But you have to have open and transparent communication. You have to go to that loved one and say, listen, this is what I've noticed. Are you okay? Mm. I mean, we had Are You Okay Day.
Yes, it wasn't long ago.
Not last week, week before, I think it was.
Yeah.
And that's that. The whole premise of that is actually going to someone and going, are you okay?
It is.
It's a good conversation starter.
Absolutely. Do you think there's a lot more work to be done?
Always.
Yeah.
And that's more about education.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you think from an early age, kids should be taught about these kinds of things, made aware of them?
It wouldn't hurt. Kids are really like sponges. And they know when mum or dad aren't travelling too well.
Exactly.
They know that. Mm-hmm. Or brother or sister or aunt or uncle, whoever.
I think it can be hard for parents or aunts or uncles, as you said, to talk about things like this with young children. How does one approach that? Because, I mean, you hear about children who apparently these days have, you know, they don't know if they're male or female and things like that. And so if they're mentally aware of things like that, then clearly they know when someone's emotionally stunted or depressed or
absolutely
not feeling themselves.
Again, it's just having the conversations. And I think mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that we need to teach kids is it's actually okay to talk about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could go on all about the how, you know, males are brought up, that in a traditional Australian society, you know, men are brought up to not cry and all that sort of stuff. I think that is getting better.
Do you?
On the whole, yes. Mm-hmm. But again, it's that open, transparent communication. Have the conversations with people, and that's what we do in hospitals. It's we talk with people constantly. Mm. We're constantly checking in with them.
It's about the way you approach it as well, I suppose.
Very much. You're not going to corner someone and what the hell's going on with you? No,
yeah.
It's very much like, you know, it's coming from that compassionate, empathic, caring side.
Mm-hmm.
And very gently go, look, this is what I've noticed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen that you're not travelling too well. Can I help you?
Yeah.
It's a start.
Exactly.
You've got to start somewhere.
Exactly. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great work that you guys are all doing, and I'm sure after work yourself you need to just come back from it. And
sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that comes back to the point that we must all be looking after our own mental health as individuals, regardless of what we do or anything like that. And it's being aware that perhaps some days we might not be travelling too well, and what can we do to look after our mental health?
Do you have any advice for people listening this morning as to what they can do right now or today that, you know, they're not feeling too well or they're just not coping with something, what they should do?
Absolutely, reach out.
Okay.
Reach out. There's so many resources out there. There's Lifeline. Okay. There's loads and loads of mental health resources out there. If you're not too sure what they are, hop on Google and look it up.
Absolutely.
But just speak to someone.
So, yeah, the main message is seek help, speak to your GP, talk to somebody close to you.
Absolutely.
There are actually a number of organisations, and I have a couple of numbers here while we're on the topic.
Oh, fabulous.
So Lifeline, 13 11 14, and Kids Helpline, I have 1800 55 1800. And there's actually a website, healthywa.wa.gov.au. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that for people, just to put the message out there?
Look, again, it's just communicate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
communicate and reach out.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
And speaking to us.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's really important to talk about these things.
And absolutely.
Hopefully we can do this, you know, most days, and sometimes, you know, it just helps to have the conversation, even just you and I talking.
Absolutely.
Maybe could help somebody this morning.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you for coming
Pleasure.
In, Jane.
Lovely Take care.
To meet you. Bye now.
Bye.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.